Now, I'm going to tell you something right here, why God told us to be clean and pure and holy. No sex until you get married. Because if you keep yourself a virgin all of your life, you still have 100% of your soul. Here's something that happens to a lot of women. They never understand it. She goes out with some boy. He really don't care about her for anything except sex. That's his whole goal for going with her, is to conquer her in sex. She, being naive, thinks when he says he loves her, he's serious. But he's not. He's just talking. And so she is convinced by this boy to have a sexual relationship with him. When she does, and she's pure, she gives half of herself to him. Now, she'll never be able to give a bigger part of her soul to a human being than the first boy she has sex with. Half. That's the way it's supposed to be. She's supposed to get half of him, and half of him's supposed to go to her, and now then they're both whole again. Each one has the same amount of each other, and that bonding is supposed to last forever, for a lifetime. One man, one woman, forever, in a bonded soul tie, joined together in love and trust and truth. That's the way it's supposed to be. You'll be able to enjoy your sexual relationship beyond your wildest dreams. God made sex, and he gives sex to a man and a woman that's married. And if you've only had sex with one man and one woman, there'll never be an experience of a good sex better than that sex. It'll never be better. It can't be no better. God made a couple to fulfill each other's desires in a soul tie that is God ordained. But let's say, for instance, you give yourself to him and you give away half of yourself and you took part of him. And now then, let's say that he's conquered you and he don't want you no more and he throws you away or you don't like him or whatever. And you go your own way and you meet another boy. Now, how much of your soul do you have left? A half. So then you go to bed with another boy. Now then you're going to give him half of a half or a quarter. Do you see by the time you've been to bed with 6 or 8 or 10 boys, what do you got left? You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. So you wonder why you can never be happy. And then you wonder why that your greatest desire when you're there in bed with a boy that's number 10, your desire is really for the number one that you had sex with. Oh, you didn't never marry him. But he was the first boy you had sex with because you give most of your soul tie to him. And so your desire, and you'll have dreams at night about that man in life. Isn't that sad? You created an unholy soul tie. God told you right here. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. 17 and 18. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So if you're joined to Jesus Christ, that is the most holy and most awesome soul tie of spirit to spirit that you can ever be. You want to be totally united with Jesus and no unholy connections any way at all, so you can walk in that holy God-ordained soul tie where there'll be nothing between you and God. You'll be clean and pure where you can hear his voice at all times. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Then he jumps in here and says, flee fornication or sex out of wedlock. No, God, I don't want to flee fornication. God is having sex with girls. It's lots of fun, God. What'd God tell you? Do what with it? Flee from it. Now, if it's fun and it's good for you, why would God, the creator of heaven and earth, tell you to flee from it? You see? What do you think he's telling you to flee from it for? You think he wants to take away from your fun? What do you think God wants you to do? He wants to bless your fun, doesn't he, sir? That's what God wants. God wants you and your mate to have the most awesome sexual relationship. He wants it to be absolutely out of this world. And he wants it to be pure and clean. That's why he wants the relationship between you and him. He wants you and him to be clean and pure with no demonic activity in your life. Because when you start giving place to these demons, you begin to break his spiritual laws, and these unholy soul ties begin to come in. Now you've got the devil in there, and you've got God in there, and you'll never be able to hear God as well once you begin to get demons in there. And the more demons you get, eventually they can just keep that pipe stopped totally up, and you won't be able to communicate with God at all. You'll hear them. You'll have no problem hearing them. They'll tell you to do every kind of thing imaginable. Flee fornication, for every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sins against his own body. Verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? If you're not your own, who do you belong to if you're a Christian? God. That's right. You belong to God. Now let's see in 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17 what happens if you don't obey him. Let's see what 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17 says. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If you're a child of God, this is true. If you're not a child of God, that's not true. If any man, now if who? Any. Now that means woman too right there. If any child of God, if any man or woman defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. You wonder why so many people die early that are sexually active before they get married? What God promised to do to you right there? He didn't promise just to make you sick, did he? What did he say he would do? What does it mean to destroy you? You know, every time I think about this, I think about this little girl. I had an experience just like this right here in Justin a few years ago. A little 16-year-old girl. Her mom and dad went to my Sunday school class. Her daddy come to me one day and said, Thurman, will you go talk to my daughter? I said, well, sure. I said, what's wrong? He said, she's moved in with about a 20, 21-year-old boy. They've moved in, taking up housekeeping, and said she's living with him. I said, okay. He said, I tried to talk to her. She won't listen to me. He's only daddy, you know. Daddy don't know nothing. That's what some young girls and boys think. Daddy don't know nothing. So I was a Sunday school teacher, and I went and talked to him, and I said, son, are you a Christian? Nope, nope. I said, well, you need to get saved. No, I ain't interested in that blankety-blank junk. I don't want nothing to do with God. I wasn't raised up that way. I don't believe in it. I don't even believe there is a God. Well, that's okay. You can believe that if you want to, can't you? Sure. I said, honey, are you a Christian? Oh, yes, yes, Mr. Scrivener, I'm a Christian. I said, well, honey, if you're a Christian, you got to move out, because God tells you in his word, you are to not have any sexual activity. He said, flee fornication. That's what you're doing, having sex with this boy. God tells you to flee from it. He said, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And he said, if you defile your temple with sexual immorality, he, God, will destroy your body. I said, honey, that means he'll kill you. She said, Mr. Scrivener, God is a God of love. He would never hurt me. See, that's what happens when we don't know who God is. Now, is he a God of mercy? Is he a God of love? Oh, yeah, he gives us opportunities, you know. So he sent me, and she's not listening. So she won't leave. And so, of course, she gets pregnant in a few months and has a normal baby, a child. And the baby's normal. Praise God. You know, the child could have been born under this curse. It could have been born handicapped, mentally retarded, physically handicapped. It could have been born any number of ways, because the devil had every legal right to this child through this sin. But praise God, the child was born normal. Her daddy came to me and said, Thurman, she's had a baby. Will you go talk to her? So this thing happened three times. I went and talked to her every time. And over 5 years, she had three babies. Every time I went, I tell her, I said, honey, you got to stop this sinning. I said, God's going to kill you if you don't stop it. Is that what he said? What does it mean to destroy your temple? What does that mean? That means kills it. That's the way I interpret that. I said, God said it. I said, now, I don't know how much longer he's going to give you, but I said, you've had 5 years, and I've been here three times to tell you to stop this. She said, Mr. Scrivener, I don't no more believe that. She said, I believe God's a God of love. He'll forgive me for everything I do. said, well, okay. So I left. Well, that third baby was 1 month old. And her and that boy and that baby went to bed together one night. She's 21, nearly 22. And the next morning, the boy woke up and the baby woke up. But the 21, 22-year-old mother had had a massive heart attack in the middle of the night. She was cold, hard, stone dead. What did God say He would do? Do you think He really means what He says? He said, well, why don't the church put this together? When you tell them, well, God killed her. Oh, Thurman, give me a break. God would never kill a little 22-year-old girl. You know He loves her. I said, you know, when I read this book, He said, promised right there, that if you're His, and this is His temple, and it's got to be kept holy, and if you defile it, He says He's going to kill it. Now then, what had she created? The more hours she spent with that boy, the more days, the more time she crawled into bed with him, the more sexual encounters she had, the more unholy soul ties she generated between her and that boy. Is that true? And finally one day God said, that's it. I ain't going to put up with this no longer. I've given her 5 years. I've sent my son over there 3 times to tell her what to do, and she's not listening. So it's over. And when God pulls the plug, who can get Him to change it? Nobody. He's God. He does what He says.
That concludes part one of the Healing School titled Holy and Unholy Relationships, Soul Ties. We now join part two in progress.
Yes, absolutely. Praise ye the Lord. Yeah, if we would just obey God and do what He says, we could be a lot better shape down here on earth. Do y'all know that? Oh, goodness. I told while we're regathering, I'll tell you, I said here this last year, I was asked to come to Norway. We had to go twice. We went in August and in October. And the first trip over there, we were going to stay a week. They asked me to come and stay 1 week. So I went over there, and of course, the first day, they wanted me to be on, it's a 30-minute drive from where we stayed to the studio in the church. So it was a big television station. So they'd come pick us up about 9 or 9:30.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Holy and Unholy Relationships, Soul Ties, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.